DW.
Jean-Louis Bando Doumba walks around a newly created refugee camp in Buea. It's now home to an estimated 5,000 people, and it's right outside the high walls of the UN military base in town. Jean-Louis is a thin man with a commanding presence. Everyone in the camp knows him, or at least pretends to. He claims to be the first person to have come here seeking refuge.
I left my home at 6 a.m. I heard that the situation was going to explode on the 21st in the morning.
November 21st was when fighting really kicked off in Buea, with clashes between two ex-Seleka militias. Jean-Louis used to be part of one such group. Born in Buea, the 42-year-old Central African is a photographer by profession. He ended up working in the capital Bangui for then-President Joto Dia, the first Muslim leader of the Central African Republic. Joto Dia led the rebel Seleka group that forced a Christian president from power. Jean-Louis joined the rebel ranks.
This part of the country has been marginalized. They don't care about us in the northeast. This is what we in the northeast have been fighting for roads and schools like they have elsewhere in the country. This is a legitimate right.
Ultimately, the political and military crisis put his life in danger.
I had to leave Bangui because everything was screwed up, and if I stayed here, they would cut my head off.
He left his home with nothing.
Nothing. No clothes. Everything was lost. I could live in exile in Benin, but I didn't want to go, suffering in a foreign land. So I came back to Buea, where I was born. I went from little job to survive from month to month.
Jean-Louis also gave up his weapon as part of the UN's disarmament and demobilization process. He says he was the first fighter to hand over his gun in Buea.
I gave up my weapon. I am for peace, not for war.
He says he never used a weapon while with the militia. Back home in Buea and jobless, he sold cassava in the market for a while, then tried working in nearby diamond mines. The former soldier ended up becoming a spokesperson for a local peace coalition, working with the UN to demobilize other fighters and conducting other civil society work. He hoped the war was all behind him until the fighting started again in Buea. This time, it was two ex-Seleka militias that have turned on each other. Jean-Louis saw the fighters in the city and decided he needed to seek safety near the UN base. He said if the government asked him, he'd join the official army, but not a militia.
The people want me to take up arms again. I said no. Once I put down the weapon, I can't take it up again. I want to avoid problems. All the time, people were coming to kidnap me in the camp. Even yesterday, I got a call saying that they were going to come for me because I'm accused of treason.
Jean-Louis also worries the UN will claim he's taken up arms again if he stays in the militia-held neighborhoods.
I don't want to be associated as a fighter. I don't want to take any risk to my life to leave the camp.
When he first arrived at the refugee camp, there was nothing there.
No tents. We were sleeping on the floor 6 days.
A father of nine, Jean-Louis started organizing things as others started to arrive. He ultimately was elected president to represent the other displaced people. He works with humanitarian organizations to address issues inside the camp.
The blankets the humanitarian workers gave us are very small. If we put them round our feet, our heads are left outside. And if we put them round our heads, our feet are showing. That's the problem. We need a lot of things here because we're stuck. We cannot go out.
Most importantly, he can't go home due to insecurity in the neighborhoods of Buea.
We're not messing with you humanitarians. We're staying here because we have to. If someone can go to his neighborhood, good for him. but I avoid going back to something I can't manage.
Jean-Louis knows there's still much to improve, but he has great hopes for his country, a land rich with natural resources like diamonds, gold, timber, even uranium.
Everything will be good for Central Africans. We'll be like China, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Japan. There is everything here, everything, all here, everything here. At the beginning of everything, you have to pay the price, and we are now paying the price, but everything will be okay. Soon, all the storms will pass, I hope.
For DW, I'm Zach Badorf in the Central African Republic.
This report was brought to you by DW.